WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are sick.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe with regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
It is a weird time of year where it's middle of August, and nothing is really happening.
Except my allergies.
Except your allergies, but we've hit that lull in the sports and entertainment world. We've hit that all in sports because it's the dog days of summer for baseball. It's training camp has started. There are preseason games, but they're not really competitive preseason games. We got people fighting at the joint practice scrimmages that they've been running.
We just suplex ever.
I mean, not much you can do when you're wearing pads like that. But hey, it's a Steiner. He did a suplex, which got everyone going, oh my God, he's coming to WWE right away because he did a suplex.
That's not how that works.
I mean, he was suspended, which is weird. I thought he was suspended, but apparently I guess that he's appealing the suspension or something, and where he just can't play in the games, but he can practice. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed weird because I thought the same thing. I was like, wait, I thought he was like suspended or something.
We reported on it when it broke.
Yeah, it's like, how is he not suspended? But okay, whatever.
It's weird rules of football. You got, you know, you got old players and new play from old teams and new players on new teams and all trying to play nice with each other. It's a wild time, but football is what, 3 weeks away before actual football starts. So that should be fun. Because football.
We're going to have to mark like when all the Eagles games are on Thursdays, so because Rock's going to want to watch them. And on Sundays.
And on Monday. It's mainly Mondays. The Monday calendar is going to be a little wonky. I've already worked on it. Monday calendar We're missing two Mondays, but that's okay.
That's fine.
It'll work.
You just have to tune into the Rack to get your Raw review if you want it.
Yeah, I think that works. Yeah, that should. No, I'll look at to see if it was lined up with a pay per view or not. It works. Content. We got content. That's what counts.
Woohoo! Content. Yay!
Let's talk about the news, though.
News brought to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And, well, Hawaii, you guys are just rocking it because due to popular demand, WWE announced a second live event that's going to get added to its live tour of Hawaii this year. It's going to be on Saturday, October 17th at the Blaisdell Arena in Honolulu as part of its highly anticipated return to the Aloha State for the first time since September 2019.
So I like how the tour was one date. I know tour just wrap is just the one date thing as a tour, not just a show at the building. But hey, now it's two. Now you can call it a tour because they're there two nights. Maybe if you sell enough tickets, they'll go for a third.
I mean, maybe.
Probably not.
Why? You know what to do.
They got to get back to the States. But we still see. But that's cool that their tickets are moving and people want to see them in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, if anything, what it does is it encourages them to come back more often because there's a demand for tickets there. Like, that's the real key there is, oh, hey, look, people want to watch our stuff here. Maybe we should come back here more often.
Especially when it's a 7-year gap, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what to do, Hawaii. You know what to do. Do the thing. This will be slightly disappointing for some Pat McAfee fans. He will not be coming back to Monday Night Raw. Instead, he's going to Monday Night Countdown for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, he's joining the cast of Monday Night Countdown for this Monday Night Football season. He wasn't coming back to Raw anyway, but they made it clear that he wasn't. But usually it's like, hey, it's Pat's time to return at some point in this fall. And like, nope, not this year. He's doing Monday Night Countdown. So he does Game Day and now Countdown.
He's just putting himself out there, man.
He is. Which is, he's a hard worker. He has an album out. He does all the things. So it's like, what won't he do? And apparently there's more projects coming.
I'm not surprised.
He's a hard worker, that Pat McAfee. You got to say that about him. He does anything and everything, at least once.
At least, you know what? You got to stay relevant. You got to stay relevant on the island of relevancy, I guess. I don't know. Is that the line?
I guess.
I don't know what the line actually is. But yeah, I mean, it's like in order to survive, especially in the entertainment industry, you got to keep moving. So keep moving, Pat. Keep doing your thing. Ride that horse till it won't ride no more. That's all I got to say on that. And speaking, I guess, of not riding anymore, I don't know. I don't have a good transition for this. It seems Ilya Dragunov has left WWE. He is no longer under contract. It expired. They did not fire him. But I'm not sure the terms and like as far as if he just let it expire and he didn't want to resign or if they couldn't come to terms or what the deal with that is. But Ilya Dragunov is not returning to WWE, at least right now, which is a sad loss.
I mean, yes and no. There was talks of trying to get him back in June, apparently June, July. They were talking about a return to television, but it never worked out as his contract was indeed expiring. At that point, if you are him, you look at the landscape and go, do I fit here? No, he doesn't. And that's a shame. He also had limitations in terms of character that didn't fit necessarily in the style WWE likes to push. Like, he's a tremendous wrestler. There's no doubt about it. But with his style and his promos and his promo style, it just didn't click for how WWE does things in 2026. And so, he, now a free agent, he can go back to the UK, he can fight there, he can work some promotions there, he can show up at All in London in a couple of weeks as a mystery opponent in a gauntlet, if he so chooses, and then become the 1500th member of the Don Callis family. That's fine. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny at the same time, because that's exactly what happens. Everyone gets put into the Don Callis family. Good or bad, they're all there. Like, Josh Alexander was supposed to be this big signing, and then he just got shoved into the Don Callis family and does nothing on television. Kevin Knight is the TNT champion in the Don Callis family, but he doesn't need to be a part of the group. There are many people in that group that don't need to be there, but they're there because they want to make this large group of heels that are all interconnected. And it's like, at some point, it's just too many. It's NWO black and white and red and blue and green and all that.
But they like, is the Dunk House? No, never mind. I'm going to stop myself before I ask that question because I know it's not. I know there's other factions in AEW. It's almost like, is the Dunk House only the only one? It's like, no, it's not. I forgot about the Death Riders. They're a thing. So, I mean, I wish him nothing but the best. Like, I think it certainly did not help him
and for those to get injured. The injury did not help him at all. And for those, oh my god, I can't believe we're never going to see Gunther and Ilya Dragunov again. Okay, great, but go watch the one that happened.
Right? Like, they recorded that. You can go watch that one as much as you want. And here's the other side of it. He can come back. Like, there's no place for him, or he doesn't want to be there right now. I shouldn't say there's no place. He doesn't want to be there right now. So he's going to go off. He's going to do his own thing, whatever that means, and he'll come back if he wants to come back. If he never comes back, then you guys can go watch him somewhere else. I mean, it's wrestling is a wonderfully fluid thing, and also Gunther isn't necessarily going to be with WWE forever. He could up and leave.
He could.
Like, he could have enough, and he's just like, I'm going back home.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a thing. That could happen. Will it? Probably not, but it could happen.
It could happen, so, but we'll see. But best of luck to him. So maybe he goes to AEW, maybe he goes somewhere else. I don't know. We'll find out.
He needs to go where he's going to be happiest.
Yes.
And right now that is not WWE.
Correct.
Speaking of, well, there is no AEW news. They've had a very quiet week. But heading over to TNA, well, TNA is making some moves. They announced that there's going to be a TNA plus VIP membership package for $20 a month, which gets you access to the TNA pay-per-views. Annual plans are available for $129.99. Use code TNA2026 to reduce the price to $99.99. Membership includes every TNA pay-per-view, including Bound for Glory on Sunday, October 11th, plus full access to the TNA plus content library, early access to select original programming, podcasts, and upcoming shows. The content and experiences, there will also be VIP-only content and experiences, merchandise offers, ticket opportunities, this is sounding wildly familiar, and exclusive member benefits. TNA plans to continue expanding the program with additional content, perks, and experiences throughout the year.
Join Club TNA. No. There's a Carlos Silva, the TNA president's doing a virtual meeting greet or something as well for TNA plus VIP members. So diehards do diehard things. So go buy your TNA plus VIP memberships today, I guess. At least they're offering the pay-per-views included into it. So
there is that, yes.
That's a pretty good deal.
Didn't they do something like this before?
Yeah, that's not the first time.
And it was like exclusive seating or whatever, or priority seating, or you got your own special seating area and then they would bring food to you and stuff.
Maybe.
I think I remember something like that. I know there was exclusive seating because I remember seeing it. But yeah, I feel like they have done this before in the past. It's not the first time.
It's not the first time and won't be the last time they rebrand into something else to make it special.
I mean, I wish them the best of luck. I hope it works for them because that's all you could really want for this is for it to actually work. Yeah. And they generate money because that's what they're trying to do is make the monies.
That they are.
But with that, that's all our news.
No.
No? Oh, there's a link. You just put the link chat. So one final story for everybody. TNA Wrestling and Revolt announced a partnership bringing exclusive explosion matches and classic content to Revolt. TNA and Revolt jointly announced a content partnership bringing exclusive content to TNA 24 and TNA 20. Blah. Let me try that again. TNA Wrestling and Revolt today jointly announced a content partnership bringing exclusive TNA explosion matches and premium content to TNA's 24-year history to Revolt. So I'm not going to read the rest because apparently I'm having problems. But it's exciting.
Another avenue for content and to get your name out there. That's what counts.
They're very comfortable moving within the digital space, which is nice to see.
Because it's actually the same, encouraging. Because it's all the same digital stuff they're putting on different platforms. It's all the same stream, so it can be sold to different platforms.
Yep.
Which
but
makes
it's good
it easy.
That they have that awareness.
Yeah. Get your old content out there, because why not? It's you own it. You do with it. You deal with it. You put it out there. Because it's on all the fast channels and stuff. It's on Twitch. Get it out there. Spread awareness for your brand. That's all you can do at this stage.
So, and they you know, do
they do a pretty good job at it.
They do a pretty good job at it. Yeah, they've really, like I said, they've really embraced kind of the digital age, which is nice to see. And they're just continuing to move forward with that. So keep up the good work, TNA. We're proud of you. And now we're going to take a break.
Yes.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking all about the Fortnite season that just dropped today. We're going to give our opinions. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Go, 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 gotta go fast. Gotta go fast. Gotta go fast, too fast, too fast, too fast, too fast, too fast. Moving at speed of sound. Try quick as hedgehog around.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to my friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, the new season of Fortnite has dropped. It went live this morning and we have thoughts and opinions.
We do have opinions. One, I just saw a gun that I was like, huh, I don't even know that's in the, I've seen that yet. But anyway, or a couple of them, and just the one. So anyway, new season, it's season 4 of Chapter 7, the 42nd season in Fortnite overall. Yep, that's a number. Yay, fork knives. They added a lot of Sonic stuff. That's the first thing I can say. They added a lot of Sonic things to the map. They added the Green Hill Zone, which is cool. As a design, it's cool.
I popped for it. Hi, Jobber.
That's the one thing I'll say. It's cool design. It is a bitch to play in because everything is so spread out and all the movement and the rails and everything. It's a pain in the ass. I will say the ring, did not know that the rings gave you health. We were trying to figure it out all day what they did. Apparently they give you health and shield when you run through them. It's like,
okay, oh. Well, at least they do something.
They do something because they don't give you gold. And when your teammates are looking for gold, you would think the gold coins would give you gold. Nope. They give you health and shield, which I guess is a trade-off. I like that there's an 8-bit shotgun. I like the shotgun. It's a really good shotgun. There's a leaderboard for damage, which is funny. A global leaderboard, a friend's leaderboard for damage with just that shotgun.
Oh my god.
So that's cool. The Mega Blaster is great if the person's standing still. That's the best descriptor I give you of the Mega Man Blaster. If they're standing still, you can hit them. The Sonic sneakers, really cool. They can get you out of a situation really fast, which you kind of need sometimes. I like that change.
They did a lot, it feels like, for the movement portion on it. Because there's many more movement options.
No, actually,
it feels like it.
I think there's less than last season.
I don't know. Maybe they're just better.
Because because last season, everyone was just running. Everyone just ran with those stupid boots last season. And the sneakers are pretty much the same. I think a little slower. Biggest complaint was the boots, with everyone would just go 5 frames a second at points. But the sneakers at least feel like they're smoother than the boots were last season. Mm-hmm. The Tetris blocks, that's a great healing item. You throw it down, you let them build so you have protection. Boom, you're instantly healed. That is great. Apparently there's a 1-up token. I've seen one player have it. And then you just respawn and you get your loot back after dying. Haven't seen the Midas gun yet.
I noticed the drum gun was back and I was like, is he here somewhere? Did they put both my boys in one season?
They might have.
Put both my boys in one season. I'm gonna be like, video games are being so nice to me right now. I appreciate it. Like, I'm just getting so many things that I love right now out of video games, character wise, that I'm thrilled.
Yeah, so I have not seen the Midas one single fire golden pistol, which apparently it takes a headshot and people are dead, so that's the sniper of the game, so that makes sense. But I like the Tetris blocks. Apparently there's a god mode llama, have not seen that one yet. The overrides, the hacks, whatever you want to call them for this season, the match overrides, the Sonic speed one can be great but also very irritating. It can also glitch, as I learned. You can glitch with that one, where you can get stuck in an animation, then you can't move at all.
Oh dear.
While in the storm. That does not help.
You should probably patch that, just saying.
The constant heal is good. Infinite stamina is good. Haven't seen Overshield. Haven't seen the speed shooter one is good. Never, I've seen Power Pickaxe once. Never used it because who's running in pickaxing people? But I like that it's basically the anomalies, but repackaged to where you actually have to do it and change it. So you actually so someone has to actually claim it, and then there's the base wherever it's claimed. You see the person's name who claimed it. You also can see them on the map with the circles. So if you do an override, you're constantly marked for the entire game.
That's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it marks you on the map. And here, review, haven't been able to play yet. I was doing grinding last night to finish the path. Got to 198. Ooh. So close. You gotta grind more. Also, your girlfriend should have given you more sprites. Just saying. Speaking of sprites, they changed it this season. The sprite, I was going to say, because it says, I was like, where's the sprite guard? Apparently launches tomorrow. That's good to know. There's no more, hey, just going up to a random chest and looting for a sprite. That, at least as of now, that's not the way to do it. Right now, you collect them via the cheat codes. So you'll see blue and purple cheat codes around the map that you have to do the up, down, down, left, right gimmick and do the combination to get a sprite, which is cool. I like that as a way to, it's different than the sprite chest because it's more random spots, it seems, unless eventually they all become static and then it's like, oh, people will just kind of get a path. But if they become just stay random, I like that.
I do like that. Like that makes, that was kind of my whole thing with the sprites last season, was I just sort of found it a little repetitive and a little redundant, just because it's like I'm not a big collector person to begin with. But to just go in over and over and over and over again and look for them, and I know the joys in hunting them, but when you're fighting a battle royale around hunting them, I didn't find that as fun. And it's like, if I had a mode where I could just go in and look for them, that's great. And if I just had a mode that I could go in and play battle royale, that's great. I wasn't necessarily a fan of both together. So I do like that they have made the process maybe a little bit easier to get them.
Easier to get? Yes. Some of them are still hard to find. Like the combo spray is apparently the rare. It's the new zero point. It's going to be the rare one
to
find.
Why is my child the rare one? Why?
So that's
could be a fun one. What did I do to hurt you, Epic?
Could be a fun one to track down. There's a Sonic sprite, which makes you go fast, which is good the more you level it. The tail sprite is the best sprite in the game so far, at least I think so, because you just hover. I could, like, the way I describe it to people, it's a mobile zipline.
Okay.
But you can get some great height and shoot down on people with it. I was having a lot of fun with tails. So tails is a really good one. Because you just sprint jump and you just go up in the air, which is, it's very easy to use. Shadow is okay. It's a quicker reload thing. The jackrabbit with the double jump is fun. 8-bit sprite, you find an 8-bit shotgun in your first chest and gain a score multiplier for it, which again goes back to the leaderboard. The adventure sprite, it randomly upgrades a weapon in your inventory, or an item, I should say, in your inventory, which I learned earlier. So you have minis and then a half pot, the half pots.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the next evolution from there if it had to level up?
Slurp juice?
The fizz juice is okay. The next level. I was wondering how I got one. I went, ah. Oh, and I went, oh, I have that sprite on. That would make sense. There's a bush sprite where it just spawns a bush on you. Jonesy gives you back health and shield. Kill switch and enter hang time with improved accuracy. So that was like the slow motion gun. So it's now a sprite. I've seen the sprite once, but I have not collected it. And then there's the crown sprite. The only way to get it is by winning.
Of course.
And then you can only level it up by winning matches. So if you're wearing a crown and the sprite, you can level it up by winning the second game and getting the next sprite.
Are they just fucking with me? Is that what they're doing?
What, to win games?
No, that you have to wear a crown.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah. That will help. Like, the crown allows you to level it up faster at the end of that game. I have not won a game, but I have two of the crown sprites. Because I took them off of people who had them. So...
Wait. You didn't get the umbrella first day?
Not yet, no.
Oh my god.
I know, it's been a sweaty day.
Y'all, I don't even know when the last time this happened.
Oh, it was a couple seasons ago, I think. It's been a minute. Because the games have been, they were weird. The last game I played, moving zones 10 squads up. That should not be a thing in pubs. Should not be a thing, but it was.
Damn.
The sprites now show you the name of them, which is good. It also now shows you, you can see in-game which ones you have and which ones you don't have. Gives an exclamation point if you don't have it, so that's helpful information. The gizmos, they added more of them. God, I don't know why. I don't know why we need all the gizmos. I don't know why we need taco time. I don't
know. Taco time back in the game.
It's not taco time, but you can, one of the gizmos is a spicy taco.
Does Brent know? Has maybe. Anybody told Brent?
I mean, it's in the notes.
But has he found it?
I don't think he's played yet.
Okay.
But yeah, so one of the cheat codes you get gives you some tacos to start, which is just speed.
I saw that. And I was like, oh, there's tacos.
Didn't
connect it.
So it's in your gizmo wheel. There's a llama supply drop. It calls in loot. It's just a supply drop. Llama covered, colored. You got some extractors. You get the cheat code, a locator to find where they are. Overall, I like a lot of the changes. It feels more Fortnite-y than last season in some ways. In some ways, it feels really weird in terms of like the loot pool.
Yeah.
But I think with the change in the sprite collecting, I think it'll become more Battle Royale-ish than it was last season at times, because you're not completely, there's no way to fully hunt like last mm-hmm. season, at least yet, because that's all it became, was a hunt for a lot of us. It was just hunting in Storm and then eventually playing the game. The map feels different, even though a lot of it is the same, but they changed a lot of the middle.
Yeah.
Like the 0 point's gone. You got rid of like the entire left side of the map for the most part in the middle with adding the Sonic Zone. I think it'll be a fun season. I believe it only goes to what, Halloween, I think I read.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of short.
So because the people were like, oh yeah, this is going December 4th. I was like, there's no way you could do this. This season could not last that long. This season is more with the collabs. You got to get in and out with it.
The new mechanics are cool. Like, I played a little bit this morning before work. And, like, I saw the Tetris blocks. And I saw the Sonic spin ball thing. I don't know what it's called. And I was like, that's cool, but I wonder how quickly that's going to get abused, and I wonder like how soon that's going to wear out, like the novelty of that's going to wear off. Just because the ball thing particularly looked difficult to control, and it could be just the guy didn't know how to use it yet, but he rolled right off a cliff, and I was like, okay, bye. And I had 3 sprites on me, and I was like, I don't want to fight you. I'm leaving. Even though they were low level sprites, I still had 3 sprites on me, and I didn't want to lose them. So you know, priorities. But yeah, like when I went in and looked at the changes, I like what they did. I think overall the map functions very well. I'm obviously a very, very big fan of the fact that we have brought the story back into it. In particular, that we have brought Geno back into it. And one of the things that's really interesting, just because I'm kind of a Fortnite lore nerd a little bit, is they're bringing Geno's comic forms into the game, which is really nice. It's really cool. One of his final forms is going to be the ghost-looking blob thing. I don't even know how to describe it. That we saw multiple seasons ago in the 0 point, that we've seen in the comics. Also, the new skin that they have for him in the Battle Pass is very reminiscent of what he looks like in the comics, with the main difference being that he has long hair here as opposed to the short hair in everything that we've ever seen of him. So this is obviously a different variant of Geno, but he's following the same path. And we're just getting lore about him, and we're learning more about him in general, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I like that he is going to be the driving force and the driving villain, because I think for people who have played it for a long time, right, and we've all kind of like known about Geno for a very long time, it's when is he going to come in the story? When is he going to impact the story? And we've gotten teasers for him over the years and little like glimpses of him. Like, he was the ageless, and kind of, we saw him when he was a little baby and he was so cute.
What chapter was that? That was chapter 4.
That was chapter 4. Yeah. Where he was the ageless champion and he was the knight in shining armor. And we get to see his path into darkness and him just becoming a bad guy. And kudos to Fortnite on the skin, because they actually aged him a little bit. Where he looks older than the younger version that we saw in chapter 4, which is really nice. But yeah, I'm excited for the lore that we're going to get this season and where they're going to take the game, because like, what happens with Geno, and more importantly, what happens if we stop Geno? Like, where does the story go? Because I've been waiting for them to sort, like, my issue with all of the Ready Player One stuff, right, where they're doing all these collabs, and I understand that they have to make money. But my issue with it was like they just kind of abandoned the story for a while, for like a really long while, and now it's coming back. Because there are players who were following it and who missed it.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing it back in because I think they realized that they were like, yeah, it's like it's just season after season after season of collabs. Oh, that's cool. And that's fun. And yeah, I want to pop into Fortnite and play Fortnite for like an hour. There's nothing that's keeping me in the game. And I think for lore people, they're giving you that to keep you in the game.
This is me just speculating.
Mm-hmm.
If, because we end in on Halloween, and Geno has the 0 point, and he'll take us somewhere. What if he takes us back to Chapter 4 for 30 days?
I'd be down.
For a mini-season. I don't know if it'll happen, but that would make lore sense-wise. You take him back, reset him somewhat, and that gets us back there. I know it skips to Chapter 3 OG, but you can always find a way back to OG Chapter 3. But I think you could do a remix version of Chapter 4 in there somehow with Geno.
Well, you do the time travel aspect of now that we know who he is, right? We know that the Ageless Champion is Geno. Geno.
Right, we go back to that reality and try to stop Geno.
Kill him in his tracks.
Yeah, I mean, just you could. Him.
But what consequences does that have on the story, right? Because the Imagined and the Order would potentially never be born. You know, how does that impact the Seven? You know, it's like there's a whole bunch of stuff that Geno has done that would, you know, cause problems if it didn't happen. So, like, can you do that? It's that whole paradox thing of should you, right? And what's the effect of those events not happening, and does it get worse? Like, if Geno never does anything... If Geno is never Geno, and Geno never goes for the 0 point, he never does anything, does that mean things get better and like everybody is saved and that's the end of Fortnite? Or do we get somebody far worse than Geno?
And that's the billion-dollar question they have to figure out.
Also, I would just like to give a personal thanks to Epic Games. So in regards specifically to the Geno skin, thank you so much for making that stupid little like pipe cape thing that you put him in. I know it's his outfit, but thank you so much for making that a back bling so I can take that off of him because he looks stupid with it. And also give me the Geno Visitor skin. Thank you.
So on that note, I think we're done.
I think we're done. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio with WTR Jeopardy. Should be fun time had by all. Monday night, when Raw lands, we're live to talk about it on the Raw Post Show. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Number. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms wherever you get your podcasts. Just search The Rack Radio Show. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Game. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel for free. Or you can use credit card Rock and Sock or
Vince M. Ward.
When you buy a Sonic Battle Pass, Tails is in there. My Knuckles and Dr. Eggman and all the things. Shadow. All in the item shop. Because we are.
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lens Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LensWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, head over to Matt's channel, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week for more stuff. Till then.
Bye. WildTalkRadio.com.